Bye. Oh boy, I see. Look at the cripple. We see someone is in their lounge chair today and not
fucking internet. Oh boy.
So the problem is the internet is the problem?
Yeah, it says when I go to the computer, it says no internet, and I'm using a hotspot off my phone.
Oh boy. Is it, have you paid the internet?
Shouldn't be due yet, but I got paid today, so I'm gonna plan on paying it this afternoon, but it shouldn't be due yet, so. And I'm never behind on it, so I pay it.
Yeah, so you're saying it shouldn't be out.
Right, right.
I'll be damned.
Oh. I'll be damned, yeah. Bullshit.
Maybe the man's out to get you.
I'm sure he is. The man already got me a long time ago.
The man's out to get you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be damned. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Steve.
That's okay. That's okay.
Well, your phone will get the job done, right?
Yeah. It'll be a plus for you because I can't read the chat room on my phone. Oh,
then it will be a plus. Thank God. Because Jason gets so distracted by that chat room.
Oh, I know. I've seen it happen many times.
Oh, God. He gets so distracted. Good Lord. And he starts worrying about everything else, but, you know, what he's supposed to worry about. My wife made a casserole for her work today.
Oh.
So I get to sample some.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean? I'll get to sample.
That's been nice.
I'll get to sample a little bit of casserole.
I make sure that's edible.
Yes, I'm trying because I'm worried about her coworkers, you know.
Right, exactly. So, those fucking dirty bastards.
Yeah, I'm worried about them. So I need to make sure it's properly working.
Yeah.
But man, I slept good.
Did you? Huh?
Yeah. I did. But I had a weird dream, but I slept good. And then
I had a weird dream too, man.
My alarm actually did go off this morning. It actually did go off like it was supposed to, but I didn't hear it.
Oh.
Because I messed with the sound level on my phone. And the sound level on my phone, for some reason, I turned it down yesterday. So because God forbid, I play something on my phone.
Oh.
And then someone hears it and goes, So I had to turn the level down, you know.
Must have been a fucking Stainless show.
Well, no, Stainless wasn't on last night. So.
Oh.
Because they, you know.
They
went to a ball game, so yeah, there was no Stainless on. So when I heard the I turned the volume down, but I never turned it back up. So my alarm was going off. I didn't hear anything until I heard my wife walking from the bathroom where she was getting ready. She was walking toward my nightstand. Here's what woke me up. And that's what woke me up. I was like, oh my God. And then I realized what she was doing. I rolled over and turned
on.
You know. So I guess the alarm, she could hear it and it was, you know, and it was bugging her. But I was fine. I slept right through it. I didn't even stir.
Yeah.
And I picked it up. And after I turned it off and I picked it up, I looked at it. I said, oh, damn, how long has this thing been going? How long has this sumbitch been going off? Because it was going off for a while, and I didn't even hear it. You know what I mean? Like, and then I looked at the phone and it was definitely going off, but I literally couldn't hear it. Even when I picked it up and looked at it, I still couldn't hear it.
Right.
Cause yeah. The level was, was too low for me. And, and then she started immediately complaining about the, and she's right, by the way, the air conditioning in our house, it got so hot yesterday.
Right.
It got so hot that the air like never caught up. You know what I mean? Like, I was in heaven yesterday. Oh my God.
And we just lost Steve.
Oh, he'll come back. It was heavenly yesterday. It was like 74 in the house, which is, oh my God. It felt like sweet perfection to me, but
too warm for them, right?
Well, yeah, my daughter has to have it cooler than that, And my wife was, from the second she got home from work, she was complaining about how hot it was. I was in heaven. But it never caught up. I thought, well, maybe when it gets dark, it'll catch up. No. But there's, we got a breezeway. And
well, sometimes, I don't know. But like yesterday, because it was cloudy, sometimes, like I have to turn mine off. And it's even brand new.
Thank you, Steve. But
evidently, they're working on my internet.
Well, it was crazy because something else. We all know my wife thinks more of my daughter than me, and she thinks more of my dog than me. But obviously, she thinks more of the cats than me too, because we have a breezeway, and the cats go into the breezeway, and they get some. When they want to go outside, they go in the breezeway. And, when my wife's gone during the day, usually she's in the kitchen and she opens the breezeway for the cats and then shuts it when they're out there, But because she was gone all day, she opened the breezeway door so they can go outside, right? And, so she left the breezeway thing cracked. And I'll tell you, all the heat from outside was getting in the house. And I was like,
right, yeah.
Why is it so nice in here? But I think that it warmed the house up. And then our air didn't. I thought the air would have worked at night, but I think she's onto something. It's just, it hasn't,
But,
everything is, like it's still warm in the house. In fact, last night when we went to bed, I went to sleep without covers because that's how warm it was.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So
I gotta tell you, I think she's onto something. I think we need.
You might want to turn it off for a while. Mine froze up.
What do you mean it froze up? What's that mean?
Well, the coils and the air conditioner thing—they get because they get condensation, they get cold. And they'll freeze into ice chunks, and then they won't allow the airflow through the AC unit, the cool air. So you turn the air off for a while and let the coils thaw out. If it freezes up, that's what you have to do.
I don't understand how any of that works, but
I go again.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe that's what happened.
You should have turn it off for a little while and let it.
You might be onto something.
So yeah.
It could have been what happened. Yeah.
Because it's warm out, it won't take long for it to melt.
Yeah. I wonder if that's what's going on because it feels like, and don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining for me, but I got to say, my daughter is.
Yeah.
She
went, I'm not an HVAC. I've been building maintenance.
But my daughter had to go again to the prompt care, and she's got strep throat again. Wow. And in fact, they're sure she's never gotten rid of it.
Coils froze.
Well, Dan sent this in our disaster chat.
He says, in order to keep your wife happy, you know, of course I understand that. Yeah, obviously I understand that. You know, obviously I'm still married to this woman and her, even though the fact she runs us, you know, she runs the house like a refrigerator. Obviously. Yeah. So, yeah, I think maybe you're right because they run that air conditioner. This is what my air conditioner. Oh, yeah. Here's what it sounds like all day. So maybe it did freeze up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let the coils defrost or whatever. Of course, it's been 90 some odd degrees, but I don't know. Yeah. So we got to manually. Corey says, just like an old freezer, you have to manually defrost. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's right. Maybe I don't know how you check to see if that's what's happened, but that's good advice, guys. Now, will they allow me to thaw it out?
Turn it off.
I don't have much choice if they want it to keep working.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn it off for like 20 minutes and let it fucking, you know.
Let the heat out.
Yeah, I mean, hot. Especially today. It's supposed to be really hot today, so.
Yeah, are we hitting triple digits? Are we about to get to 100?
Well, the heat index, I believe, yeah.
That's usually in July, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. Which is tomorrow.
Which Bubba is says, in 2 days.
Bubba says that's damaging winds and large hail happening today. Well, he look at that. So we're going to get hail and, oh boy. At least it'll clear out that fucking haze stuff, you know what I mean? So we'll get blue skies instead of whatever this. Whatever those skies have been, you know, it won't be dirty gray skies. It'll be blue skies. Let me take a second to thank our sponsors. Just Beds, the Yawn Exterminators. They're at 3120 Montvale Drive. Just Beds. How about going in and checking out a new bed for you and your family, right? Go check it out. Just Beds, the Yawn Exterminators at 3120 Montvale Drive. How about buying yourself a good 8 hours of sleep a night by getting yourself a new mattress or Just Beds? Have you and your family, whoever you want to buy a mattress for, have them go to Just Beds and meet you. They'll lay in the bed, figure out which one they want, and then after you determine what you want, they will deliver it. You don't even have to carry, you don't have to get it and tie it in your car like a hillbilly and drive around town with it. You just, after you purchase, you just go home, right? And then they deliver your bed to your home. They set it up. And then they even take your old bed and they drive by Steve's house and they throw it out in his front yard. And that's how they take care of you. When you are a customer of Just Beds, they take care of you. It is amazing. And let's thank our friends at Recon Techs. It's Recon Techs over at the corner of 8th and Black. Recon Techs, where you can get a detail for your car. You can get your car coated with Tsunami. You can get lights put under your car. You can get your windows tinted. You can get stereo. But whatever you need done to your car, they can do it. Call Recon Techs at 217-670-1132. If you don't like getting into your car and having the, you know, it's so hot when you get in, you got to have the air conditioner on and stuff. Here's what you do. When you turn off your car, you make sure the air conditioner is on, and then you get a car starter put in. You get a car starter put into where you start the car. You hit a little button and start the car. And then by the time you get in the car, it's all cool. The air conditioner's already been on for a few minutes. And that's the way to go. And, of course, in the winter, oh, my God, you'll have the heat on in the winter. 217-670-1132. It's Recon Techs. Give them a call and let them get you ready for whatever it is you need. All right? Those are our sponsors. And we thank them. So, Amanda says all Circle K's are doing 40 cents off the gallon from 4 until 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, maybe I need to go get some gas.
Yeah, I get that's why I
40
get
40 cents gas. Off.
I get my gas from Circle K.
That's 40 cents off. Fuck.
Isn't that something?
What do I gotta do?
I don't know. That's what she says. She says there's a Circle K doing a 40 cents off the gallon.
All of them are. Right.
Oh.
All of them are? Wow.
All you have to do is be there between 4 and 7. The price on the pump will be 40 cents lower than normal.
Oh wow, cool.
Sounds like a
good one. Check that out. That'd be under $2, wouldn't it?
Well, they're at, what are they now? They're
it'd be under $3.
Gas is
under $3, yeah.
Or close to it anyway.
Isn't gas like $3.39 or something? Yeah. So you can get it for two something. Not bad.
Yeah, how about maybe a good deal, yeah.
Yeah.
I got paid today too. So.
Well, how about that?
It's $3.53 right now from what Amanda's telling me.
Well, it's $3.13.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you
pay that's a good deal.
Not bad.
4 to 7.
You know, Fat420 is such a dick. He says they're getting rid of the bad gas. They're getting rid of the bad gas to bring up the new.
No.
Thank you, Fat420. You're such a dick. Unbelievable.
No, that's being a dick.
He says you can get your gas for free if you drive to Amanda's Circle K, fill up, and then flip her off.
No. Not happening.
Yeah, so Bubba's complaining that the volume on my mic does not sound right.
It sounds good fine to me.
Yeah. I mean, I've got it turned up, but I don't want to. I listen to some of the shows and I hear myself, you know, static and whatever. I could never tell. But it sounds fine to me. Anyway. What's going on in the world? What's going on? Anything that anything we should talk about? Is there any major thing going on today? You know.
I mean, there was a further development in the whole Jonathan Majors court thing. Oh,
Jonathan Majors is a guy who is, he plays Kang on all those Marvel things. Okay. And then he was accused of beating a girlfriend, right?
Right.
That's what he was accused of.
Yep.
And so what's the latest? But they didn't fire him or anything. So everybody was wondering what the hell's going on because, you know.
Well, the latest is that after talking with Majors and his lawyers, an investigation by the New York Police Department, they have determined that he is actually the victim in this case. And they are pursuing charges against his accuser.
So the girl was the one that was attacking him?
They have enough evidence to charge her.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's nuts. So she's the one that's going to get charged?
That's what I read earlier.
Well, I guess that's good for him because it keep him from losing his job.
Exactly.
He's a good actor. He played the bad guy in that Creed movie. He was in some other movie on Paramount, some kind of pilot or something. I mean, he was in Ant-Man and Wasp. He's been in Loki. He's
And he's already filmed for season two of Loki.
And the guy's, I mean, the guy's always working. But it is, you know, I so now they have the police said that it's, that he's not the bad guy in all this.
Apparently not.
That's crazy. So we'll see. But, you know, Marvel's got a lot of money. They got a lot of money invested in this guy. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not coming right out and, you know, I'm not coming right out and saying that she's up to no good. I'm just saying that, or I'm not saying they're up to no good, but, you know, they definitely got a lot of money to make things happen. Which is good for them because then they don't have to cancel all this stuff. Aren't they doing a whole movie? Isn't Marvel doing a whole movie about Kang or something?
I mean, the entire phase of this round of movies is leading to Avengers movies where he's the bad guy.
Yeah, but yeah, he's a bad guy in everything he's in.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, so
one of the upcoming Avengers films is called The Kang Dynasty.
Yeah, so you don't want him being, you know, it's going to cost him a lot of money if he's not a good person. So, by the way, DC says at this point they're calling the situation the Amber Heard. Well, I like Amber Heard. I don't know. I still like Amber Heard. I think Johnny Depp was kind of a dick in that whole thing, but that's all right, you know. But oh well. I don't know. I've never beaten anything. You know what I mean? I've never beaten anyone. So I don't know how that stuff goes down.
Right.
I told you. I there are things about my life that drive me crazy. I don't beat anyone over it. You know what I mean? I don't viciously attack someone. And that Johnny Depp thing, I saw the trial, and he was still doing some really dickish stuff. But everybody turned on Amber Heard like it was all her fault. I don't know. Yeah. Dan says, Ray, did you hear about Ryan Mallett, the former quarterback for Texans and Patriots? No, what happened to Ryan Mallett? I have no idea what happened to Ryan Mallett. I didn't hear anything about him. What did he do? Tell me about Ryan Mallett. He was where'd he go? Like, was it Arkansas? I think he went to Arkansas. Oh, he died? He's dead?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. He died in a riptide. That's in the ocean, right? Riptide? I'll be damned. How crazy. Yeah. By the way, Fat Sexy says, I was a domestic violence prosecutor for over a year. The victims almost always recant. I'll be damned. Yeah, I don't know. I've never been in any kind of domestic thing. I have never, I've never had it because if I went out with someone and they got any kind of violent or if they got off on any rough, whatever, I just leave. You know, that's, yeah, that would turn me off. You know, I'm not into that stuff. So I don't know. And Amber Heard took a shit on a bed or something, right? Isn't that what happened? But I know people that have accidentally taken shits. Remember Mikey? Mikey took a shit in his bed, and his wife cleaned it, and then babied him to go back to sleep. So I don't know. You know.
But I think there's a difference about being drunk and shitting the bed,
right?
And shitting the bed for spite.
I don't know. I've never shit the bed. I should ask Steve. He shits his chair every day.
Yeah, now he gets to shit that cover that he got.
Holly says, so you don't like it rough. No. When I dated someone, if there's any roughness, you know what I mean? I dated some girl who like we were out on a date and she like caused an argument. Like was trying to cause an argument. You know what
trying
I mean?
Was provoke him. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was fine. Like we had gone on one date and the date was fine. It was just seemed to be some engaging commentary. You know, we just made some engaging small talk. And then eventually ended up making out and whatever. And then we went on another date and the small talk turned into her she kept trying to provoke me on just, you know, like trying to cause an argument, and I got up and left because yeah. I'm like, I didn't want this. And then I remember the girl was upset, and I said, no, I don't care. I'm done. This is just
the hell.
I have no, I don't know what Steve's doing. The girl just. The girl, she was obviously wanting to have some kind of argument. And I was just like, no, I mean, I was in my early 20s. I'm like, I don't need this. And I just got up and left. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That was enough for me. So, you know. By the way, I was trying to tell a story and that goddamn Steve. What was he doing?
I don't know. It looked like he dropped his phone or something. And
good Lord, was he in the bathroom? I hope he wasn't in the bathroom.
God, I hope not.
How disturbing. I know it looked like I just wiped my nose with my sleeve, but I had an itch and I was scratching it. If I had to wipe, I would have used a napkin, like, you know. I'd have to wipe now, but I didn't have to wipe now, but that's what I would use. So just didn't want anybody thinking that I was. You know, that I was using my sleeve to wipe it.
Corey was mentioning that Andre the Giant used to poop on newspapers in the middle of the bed in his hotel rooms because he couldn't fit in the bathroom in the hotel.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he was a big guy. Yeah, I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get it. No, I don't want to talk about either one of them, Irene. Thank you. Certainly don't want to put on a goddamn screen. No. I never wanted any kind of argument or anything. Obviously, I don't like that because I talk about it on this show. Instead of going to my wife and talking to her about it, I just do it on the show. And I just complain about things. But here's what I do. I complain about people behind their back rather than confront them for anything. That's what I do. And I will get up and just leave any kind of, you know, I'm not sure what that's called, but I don't want any kind of rough situation. That's why you've never heard of, you know, you've never heard any allegations about me doing anything. Because I'm just not a very, don't get me wrong. I mean, if there was an actual malfeasance going on, trust me, I'm not afraid to confront. I will confront. But if it's someone that's trying to start shit just to get a reaction, I leave. I'll be like, no. And I'll just walk away. But I do think, I tell you, I think the problem with society is we take sides whenever there's any kind of stuff. We take sides, and whoever has the best publicist is the one who wins, or whoever has the better lawyer wins. That's what I'm telling you. That's unfortunately how things turn out. And we're in such a woke world, and by the way, I like woke because a lot of woke is kind of like political correctness, which is basically don't be an asshole. You know, that's what it is. And I like most of it, but some of it is, you know, people understand, they're now figuring out how it works. And there's people that are like, okay, if someone is going to do some kind of horrible thing, you make it public, and once it's out, you just ignore them. That's what it's supposed to be. But now it's become some kind of, term that, you know, that people hate the term woke. But I think the definition has changed because a group of people realize, well, we can turn this into a bad thing. And then the people who used it positively, they just let them do it. They let them do it. Don't you agree with like just the word woke? Because I don't know if it's ever had a clear definition, but one of the definitions is just don't be an asshole to someone. You know what I mean? It's just right. When they said you can't, don't use this word or that word, I understood that. You know what I mean? I understood that. I know that we have used the word in the past for whatever reason. And I understood why we shouldn't use it now. Absolutely. But then why did they have to come up with a word for that? When don't be an asshole is a good enough phraseology. They didn't need to come up with woke, because now you have a whole section of society that's decided that the word woke, I'm an enemy against that. Blah blah blah. And so, you know, I just didn't get it. I mean, there are some people who are just assholes that have done some terrible things that deserve to be out of the spotlight. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's fine. I understand that. Just don't be an asshole. But then they came up with a term. And then it was cancel culture, and it was this, they're trying to cancel somebody. No, we're not trying to. I'm very liberal, and I don't say I'm going to cancel someone. No, I'm just saying that person's an asshole. I don't want to support them, and I don't, you know. It was political correctness. And if someone was being politically incorrect, we ignore them, and then they should just go away. We make sure that none of our money goes to support someone who's going to be politically incorrect. But somehow that has become woke, which I didn't even understand why they call it woke. But as soon as they put a name to it, you knew damn well that, because let's face it, when they talk about people being politically incorrect, it was always some kind of conservative person. So of course you knew that side would be against, just like they were, you know, look at the people who are against political incorrectness. It's always been conservative people, because those were the people they would call politically incorrect. So they had to change the term. And then that of all things, they decided to call it woke, which I don't even know why they came up with that name. And now there's people that are anti-woke, and, you know,
yeah,
it's just crazy. But yeah, I'm just telling you, it's just, you don't want someone being an asshole. That's just call it what it is. Trying to keep people from being assholes, you know, and then it's and now it's become a whole thing about, well, I'm not going to support this person because they blah 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 and blah blah blah. I'll give you an example. This movie The Flash, there were some people that they don't want to support it because Ezra Miller, because the guy who starred in it had a mental breakdown, and he they had a party and they ran out of alcohol. So he went to the neighbor's house and he broke into the neighbor's house and stole a bunch of alcohol. And then the mother of this girlfriend that he was dating, her mother got pissed off because the girl went and traveled with him. So the mother-in-law called the police, or the mother called the police and all this stuff. And so all these people are like, I'm not going to support that movie. Well, that movie had a lot of people working in it. That movie had a lot of people involved, not just this guy. And all those people got hurt when the wokeness, or whatever the hell they're calling it, when the wokeness was telling people, don't go see it. By the way, I thought it was a wonderful movie. I thought Michael Keaton is never, has never done anything. But it hurt him just as much when no one went to see the damn movie. Mm-hmm. You know? It's just, it's nuts. So it's just, I don't know. It's crazy. I don't know. I don't understand the woke thing, but I don't understand the whole woke movement. I don't understand the people that just instantly hate it. And isn't there some kind of presidential candidate who's running on the whole anti-woke thing? So you're running on, I want people to be an asshole. You're not getting my vote. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't know. It just seems kind of ridiculous. But to say that this girl's Amber Heard. Who knows? I don't know what the hell's going on, but let's wait for the thing to play off. So the police determined that they haven't arrested that girl yet, but that's what they want to do.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's wait and see what happens. If they arrest that girl, then obviously, we say that she's the one who was doing something bad, right? Let's see what happens. But have they arrested the Kane guy? Has he been arrested?
He's been in court. I know that.
So he was charged. If he was charged, he was arrested.
But I mean, like I said, him and his lawyer have been fighting it the whole time.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Let's, hope to, I don't know why was it any of our business?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because of the concern.
He's been arrested. The guy's been arrested.
Because of the concern that he'd be replaced in Marvel.
Yeah. So I guess I don't get it. I just think that they're saying Ron DeSantis is the guy he's running against the woke mob. Well, I don't know. I'm going to become woke against Steve.
Steve's already woke today. He's about ready to have a mental breakdown himself.
Why? What's going on with you?
That fucking internet bullshit pissed me off, motherfuckers.
So your internet...
I paid the bill.
Yeah.
But evidently something with them... Hell, I don't know. I'm only 30 fucking yards away from this fucking tower.
Yeah.
That must be the weather. Fucking Canadian smoke.
And you is there still Canadian smoke?
Well, it's still hazy here. Oh. It still looks like it's going to rain any minute. Yes, windy and...
I don't want to go work out in the rain. Mike, oh, goddamn fat 420.
Huh. Mike Crotch?
Mike Crotch. I know he changed his name as some kind of joke, right? And then he found out Facebook says, you can't change it. You've got to keep your name. You can't change your name and change it right back.
Before he can change it again.
You have to wait like 30 days or something, right? I don't know how it works. Oh, 60 days. So he has to go by the name Mike Crotch for 60 days. Oh,
yep. My God.
I don't know. People are so fucking strange. By the way, it is Sad about that Ryan Mallett thing. Holy shit.
I'll be damned. But I'll tell you something that'll make you happy.
What's that?
The new Indiana Jones movie comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it on Saturday, I think. That's what I'm hoping.
Me and the wife plan to see it over the weekend.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe Saturday afternoon or something. So there's this, I'm just looking on the, and there's this whole thing about Biden. Or let me explain it like half the people in this country are fucking Biden. There's this thing about fucking Biden. They said he had a, in his face, you could see something on his face. So everybody's all freaked out about his health. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a picture. You want to know what it is? He's using a sleep apnea mask. Right? Isn't that what it is? You could see that. Obviously, that's what it is, right?
I haven't seen the picture, so I couldn't.
It's just a picture, and there's a little dent of there's a dent of straps or whatever on his face. Looks like he was. Likely. I don't have sleep apnea, but man, it looks like he was sleeping with a sleep apnea mask. I mean, I don't know. Corey says the House is trying to impeach Biden. Well, we know that's bullshit, you know, because that wasn't that put up by that Lauren Boebert or whatever. And of the House is, I don't know, it's not going to happen. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Karen says they reported it. Oh, Corey says, all right, Corey says they sent his impeachment to committee. Well, of course, it's a Republican House and it'll never, it's not going to happen. That's just, that's nothing. Karen says that they did announce that, yeah, he was wearing a sleep apnea mask.
Huh? He's 80-some years old.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's people in his own party.
Yeah.
There's people in his own party that think he's too old to run again. I love Joe, but I love Biden. I love him. He's too old to run. I hate Trump. He's too old to run.
Huh?
You don't have to love or hate or anything. I'm just telling you. Yeah. I love Joe Biden. But he's too old to run.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I fucking despise Donald Trump. He's too old to run. You don't have to, whether you love or hate, it's still the same thing.
Exactly. You know. Yeah.
Say what you want about everybody else who wants to run, but, you know, they're the right age, you know. I mean, Biden's what, 81? Isn't he 81 years old or something?
Mm, pretty old. Over 80.
I mean, I love Joe Biden. I think he's a wonderful guy. I want to vote for him again. And if it's him versus Trump or somebody, I will vote for him again.
Right, yeah.
But I got to be honest. I wish he was maybe 70.
Right.
I really do. I hate the fact that he's so fucking old. And I think that the Democrats should have considered that, you know.
Right.
I understand why he wants to I understand why he wants to run again. And I understand why there are people that want him to run again, because he's been a fantastic president in my eyes, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know. In my eyes, he's been a great president. I just wish he wasn't 80 some odd years old running again. And I'll be honest, I think if he were to drop out and say, listen, I'm too old, I would be 80. Well, if he was the win, he would be, what's he going to be next year? 82?
Right. Yeah.
Thomas says he's 78. So he's 78.
Oh,
so that means he'd be 79 when running for president. And then he'd be 79. So he'd be 83 when it ended. No, I don't.
Right, yeah.
I thought Reagan was too fucking old. When Reagan when Reagan ran his second term, he was too fucking old to be president.
Right.
And now books are coming out saying his wife was running. Who the f- I never voted for that wife.
Right. I thought, you know, Clinton was a good age. Kennedy was a good age.
I would, I'll tell you what. I think it might, Biden could look like a big hero if he comes out and says, listen, I'll be in my 80s when I'd rather, I'm going to step down, let someone else run.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your life.
Let me pick who my successor is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think the best president we've had in a while was Obama. And Obama was what? In his 40s?
Right, yeah. Jesus. Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you the guy I like is the guy from California. What's the governor's name? Newsom? I like that guy. Maybe Biden step out of the way and let you know.
Right.
And support that guy. Or support your vice president. Support Kamala Harris or whatever. Support whoever you want. But, you know, just sort of, you know, pick someone else and let them win. There's no way. Listen, as fucked up as the country is, as fucked up as it is, the thing that's going good are the, I got to be honest, the economics of the country are doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Just from this aspect, they should be a lot worse than what they are.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Could be a lot worse.
They should be much worse than what they are.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be smarter to say, you know, Thomas says Biden will be 81. Okay. So that means he'll be 82 when he runs for president. That means he'd be 86. No, he's too old.
Yeah.
He could really do himself a favor by saying, listen, I'm fine now.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I'll be in four or 5 years. And
exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, when I'm in my upper 80s, I want to relax a little bit. I mean, has this guy had any time off work? Hasn't Biden been in the Senate or vice president for like the last, you know?
Since he's like, been around for a while.
These are 70. He's been in Washington since like, what, the 70s?
Yeah.
Fucking, you're allowed to retire, dude. You've been a great president. You were a great vice president. Fucking retire.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your life.
Yeah. You know, step down, pick somebody. So I'm just saying, if he did that, I think whoever he pick would fucking win in a landslide, especially if it's that Gavin Newsom guy. You know, I also like Buttigieg, but I think there are so many homophobes in this country. I don't know if Buttigieg could win. You know, because you know there'd be a bunch of people who automatically wouldn't vote for him because I don't want no gay running the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I think, you know.
And in that case, we wouldn't even have a first lady. We'd eventually have a first gentleman.
Yeah. Well, that'd be, I mean, I don't give a shit.
Well, it makes a difference. Yeah.
What the hell difference?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just, yeah. it'd be something that's never been done before.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I'll tell you, you know, if it's gonna be Biden versus Trump, there's no doubt in my mind who I vote for.
Oh yeah,
I'm definitely gonna vote for Biden. But if it's Biden against anyone running as a Republican, it's gonna be Biden. But I think that if he comes out and says, "Listen, guys, I'm getting too old." I'd vote for, you know, here's what he should do. He should pick another person to be president and run as their vice president. You know, that'd be kind of a dickish thing to do to his vice president. But if he came out and said, listen, I want Gavin Newsom to be president and let Gavin Newsom run and you run it as his vice president. I just, you know, I think that that's a no doubt. Sure. Or even J.B. Pritzker. Any Democratic governor could run in his place. But what do I know? You know.
It's true. That's true.
Yeah. But oh well.
Oh well.
I do love Biden, but I do worry about his age. And I can't be the only one, you know. Right?
Right.
Right.
I mean, of course, I'll still have him over, you know. And I can't believe that some people, the people, the Trump supporters are talking about Biden's age. You do realize that fucking Trump is
right around the same age.
Jesus, and that man is. If you had to pick one of them having dementia, it would obviously be Trump.
Yeah.
Just watch an interview with the guy. He will say, I watched that interview with that Bret Baier guy or whatever. No, I didn't watch it live. I watched it on tape, but I saw the interview. He starts out making a point, right? And then he comes back in the middle of the interview and he says he's against the total point he made. I mean, I wouldn't vote for either one of them. They're both, one's 81, the other one's 78 or whatever. Fuck, Jesus, too old. But don't, but listen, what do I know? Maybe 81 is different now than it was, you know, 20 years ago. Or even, you know, 30 years ago. Yeah,
maybe.
It's just people older have it more together at 80 than they did. But, you know what I mean? I think they'd be better off if somebody younger ran. I mean, that's just me. What do I know? But obviously, I see those things, and it's obviously sleep apnea, which, fuck. I mean, I know people who are in their 30s that have sleep apnea masks.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't bother me if the guy's got sleep apnea.
Right, yeah.
I don't have it, but
I've probably had it since my 30s. Or even earlier.
But here's the deal with you. You don't care. You're not wearing a mask to better yourself.
No. I should, but I don't know why.
Yeah. Did you hear about Madonna?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard she's sick. She had a bacterial infection.
She had a bacterial infection, was it? Is that what it was?
Yeah. She's in ICU.
At least it wasn't a yeast infection. Could you imagine how embarrassing that would be? She had a bacterial infection that was so bad, they rushed her to intensive care.
Ooh.
Holy shit. She's 64 years old.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, they say she's 64 years old and she's getting ready to go on tour. And she's been working on this tour, you know, every day. Months now. And trying to get herself ready for this tour. And obviously, she got some kind of bacterial infection that spread. And it caused her to pass out. And then they took her to ICU. And now they're saying she almost died. Doesn't she have she's got children and grandchildren and all this stuff?
Yeah, I think she got children. And she threw Sean Penn, don't she?
I'm pretty sure she has at least a couple kids. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got kids, but I don't know if. She didn't have kids with Sean Penn, right? She's got kids with
Guy Ritchie, I think.
Yeah, Guy Ritchie. I think that's the father of her children. But you know, she's 60 some odd years old.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a picture of her not that long ago and looked like she had just had it looked like she had just had some kind of plastic surgery. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Does she look like a material girl?
Yeah, they look like a mannequin. Huh. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, Karen says that Madonna has several kids, some adopted and some are biological.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever. You know, I'm just saying that she does have children. And she has a boy with Guy Ritchie, and she has a daughter with some dancer boyfriend. And then she has four adopted children. Well, she's got a decent body for 64 years old. But goddamn, you got to take care of yourself. Jesus. So she's still in ICU, Steve.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We could lose her.
Oh, no.
We could lose Madonna. How will you live with yourself, Steve?
It'll be tough. It will be tough.
If we lose Madonna, how could you live? God damn.
I don't know.
I mean, poor Steve.
I could bury her right next to Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Michael Jackson died of... because he was such a drug... he was such a drug addict. He was such a drug addict that he couldn't get highs from other drugs, so he found a doctor. That's when you know you're too famous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you are so famous that all you have to do is look and you can find a doctor to give you the most dangerous drugs in the world. And then, of course, you die. That means you're too famous.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. So, you know, that's why I think he died from being too famous. I'm serious. That's what I think. That's what I think happened to him. He was too famous. Because when you're so famous that you can talk, that people can talk, you could talk people into doing incredibly horrible things.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, didn't he find a doctor?
Yeah.
To give him anesthesia drugs.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And that's how he died.
Yeah. Because he couldn't get enough from, heroin or whatever the hell drugs. I'm not saying he's a hero, but whatever drugs he was doing, it wasn't enough for him. So he decided, what would be better than heroin? So he said, you know what? Those drugs they give you before you go to surgery, those are pretty good. That's what I need, are those surgery drugs. So he goes out and finds a doctor that would give him an IV of surgical drugs every night. Isn't this how he died?
Yeah.
And that's how he died. He OD'd on anesthesia drugs. And I know they kept the whole drug addict thing out of it, but obviously he was a
drug addict
who was wanting the next high. And I'm saying, what's worse than heroin? Heroin is a drug, right?
Yeah.
The people who are into it, you know, are really, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Are really into it. So I think would Dan say, chasing the dragon? Yeah. His chasing the dragon led to him finding a doctor.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, hey, do you think you can give me some of that stuff they give me before I go into surgery? And the doctor goes, well, that just sounds like a great idea. How much money do you have? Well, I'll pay you this much. Sure, I'll give you some of those anesthesia drugs. And then it killed him.
Sure.
Isn't that how he died? Son of a bitch. Yeah. That's when you know you're too famous. Unfortunately.
Hmm?
Yeah, propofol is what killed him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he wanted something that was better than heroin. Son of a bitch. You know you're... It's because you're so famous that no one sits you down and says, hey, dude, listen, you got a problem.
Right, yeah.
And it's because you're too famous or too wealthy.
Like, yeah, he's not going to say no. I mean...
Don't you think Bill Gates or Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg or one of these guys has a problem with something?
Oh, yeah. Fuck energy.
And one of their friends wants to sit them down and say, hey, listen, you got a problem. But they have too much money, so no one will do it. You know?
Right.
Like, didn't I read something earlier in the week about Elon Musk or Zuckerberg wanted to have a fight or something?
Yeah, but Elon Musk's mom stepping in now and saying, no, boys aren't going to do that.
Like, they wanted to have some kind of fucking...
Cage match.
Yeah, because they're so wealthy, and yet they both are into working out and having some kind of sparring with people. You know, the guys they're sparring with are just losing for money. Like Mark Zuckerberg's getting in to fight somebody, and so they're going in and they're sparring with people. And the guys they're sparring with are paid money. Like, they go to people and they say, hey, let's pay money. I'm going to pay you money to fight me. Okay? So I can get better at fighting.
Yeah.
Do you think the guys they're fighting are really giving their all? The answer is
no.
Fuck no. You want to be... You want to fight him as good as you could possibly do it.
Right.
And still lose.
Yeah.
Or you want to look like you're giving your all.
Yeah.
You know, if they're fighting someone who doesn't know how wealthy they are, doesn't know who they are, it'd be a much different fight. You know what I mean? Because you're paying people to basically...
Right.
Fight and lose. You know. Look at Corey's going, Elon will whip the shit out of Zuck. How would you even know? They're both a bunch of...
Yeah.
They're just two overly rich narcissists that have started working out and they're like, oh, I'm the best at working out in the world. You know. They're gonna.
That's like saying Ray Lytle could kick my ass. That ain't gonna happen.
Listen, here's the deal. Like, I work out every day. Okay, I'm not challenging other people working out to a fight. You know, I'm not gonna. You know, I would never do that because I know what. Number one, I don't want to fight anybody. Number two, I don't want to lose a fight, and I don't want to win a fight. You know what I mean? I have no desire. I'm just wondering what makes these guys want to do this? You know what I mean?
Huh?
Why would you suddenly want to fight someone?
Yeah.
And so the two guys decide they're going to fight to the death or whatever, or MMA, you know what I mean? Or whatever the hell, they decide they're going to fight. So they said Elon Musk's mother can't. Well, she's right. Fucking, you know, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, they're both billionaires. Their lives are set.
Yeah.
They both have children, right? Don't fight. Don't be stupid. So why would you decide to go in a ring where literally one? This is as dumb as going in that fucking submersible. You know?
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
Listen, when I was a kid, some fucking asshole in a history class. I didn't even know what was going on. I went to history class, and this guy in his mind, he was in love with some girl. You know what I mean? He was in love with her. I didn't know what the hell this guy fantasized about. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I was walking down the hall and I see this attractive girl and I'm talking to her. Right? Well, this guy also sees me talking to her, right? Now, this girl, they weren't dating or anything, but in his mind, he had this big crush on this girl. Now, I didn't know any of this, okay? So I'm just sitting in this class, and this guy's sitting next to me. He's in he's in the seat next to me, okay? He's in the seat next to me, and I'm just sitting in class. And in this guy's mind, he's like, he's fucking hitting on the girl I love. And I don't know any of this is going on. I'm simply answering a question about whatever the hell the teacher's talking about.
Right.
This is in history class. And this guy is sitting across from me. He's sitting next to me. And he takes his arm. And he was a big guy. He was like 300 and some odd pounds in high school. And this guy goes, does like this, right? And I'm sitting there. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, bam, this guy's, I didn't even see it coming. I didn't even see it. This guy hits me in my nose and shatters it. He shatters my nose and knocks me out.
Damn.
And the next thing I know, I wake up, I'm in the nurse's office at school, and there's blood everywhere. There's blood everywhere. And I wake up and I go, what the fuck happened? And the nurse is saying, oh, well, you were accidentally hit by a... And I go, accidentally? What the fuck is that? So eventually some guys that were in that class go to the nurse's office and they talk to me. And I go, what the fuck happened? And they go, well, so-and-so was sitting next to you and he just fucking reared off and hit you in the middle of class. And I go, what did I say? Did I say something about his mother or something? They said, no. He just fucking hit you. And I'm like, holy shit, I didn't feel it. I don't know what. All I knew is that one minute I'm talking, the next minute, and so the doctor that came and looked at me said that when he hit me, it jammed some part of my nose into my brain.
Oh, shit.
The doctor told me, the doctor said, you were this close to dying.
He's good, yeah, yeah.
I was like a 15-year-old kid when this happened.
Son of a bitch.
And this kid's maybe 16, who just hit me because in his mind, something was happening that wasn't even happening.
But
in his mind, and by the way, I think the girl was like, this is like my junior year of high school. So he was convinced that, that the girl, I think the girl was like a freshman or something. And I was just walking down the breezeway, going to a class, and I see this young girl who, I think she dropped books or something. So I go to help her pick them up, and she was cute. And I said, and I was like, oh, you know, nice to meet you, whatever, and shake her hands, and I say something flirty.
Right.
You know, and this guy sees it, and he's convinces himself that I'm trying to steal some girl. By the way, I didn't know any of this was going on. In fact, the girl came to visit me in the hospital. She had, I felt sorry for her. She had no idea what was going on.
Damn.
She didn't know this guy liked her. She didn't know anything. So This guy almost kills me. He almost kills me. And I had to go in to get some kind of fucking surgery, and the surgery sucked. And then they had to replace my nose, and then they put these fucking things in your nose.
Yeah.
No, it was not the girl. No, it was not. It was not the boyfriend of the girl I hosed in the photography room. No, that was a complete. That girl was older than me. That girl was older than me, and her boyfriend was in college. By the way, it was not the same guy. This was a guy that I went to high school with, and the guy just fucking rocked my world. I didn't even see it coming. He hit me, literally. He hit me like this. Now, I didn't see it, but I know what people told me.
Right.
You know. But it almost killed me. So if you're Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg, so this, I didn't even see this pitch. This punch. I wasn't even fighting this guy. I didn't even know it was coming. It almost killed me.
Yeah.
Okay. Why would you sign up to fight if your life is going that well and you have that much money in? Why would you sign up to fight someone that could throw one lucky punch and kill you?
Uh-huh.
Why do it?
Is it something they're doing for charity or something?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't do it for charity. No. I'd be, fuck that. All right, say I win the lottery. Say I go buy a lottery ticket and I win the lottery. What's the lottery at tonight? Is there a lottery tonight?
There should be.
Say I buy a lottery ticket and I win tonight's lottery, which is worth how much money?
Hang on, I'm checking.
I guess it doesn't matter. It could be $1 million. I don't care. But say I win it.
Let's see here.
Say I win it and now I'm worth, you know, whatever.
Regular lotto draws tonight and it's at 18.35 million.
Wow. Just a regular lotto is 18. All right. So say I win $18 million. After taxes, that's what, 9?
Yeah.
So say you get $9 million. And someone asked me to do some, you know, someone says, oh, will you go in a water tank? Fuck that. I'm not going in a water tank. fuck you. I'm not going in a water tank. What if you're going to go to, you know, fuck that. I'm not going to, no, I just... My wishes, are you kidding? I'm going to have an easy rest of my life. I'm not going to volunteer to do anything that could fucking kill me. That's what I'm saying about Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. You're worth billions of dollars. You have children. I can understand the working out. You want to live as long as possible. So be healthy. Be healthy. Eat right. You know, you want to live on this earth as long as you possibly can and be as healthy as you can so you can enjoy your wealth.
Right.
But why would you choose to fight? Why would you choose to go in a submersible thing that could kill you? I just don't get it. Bubba says Ray has no adventure. I got adventure. I'm just not going to fucking.
Yeah, exactly.
Do something that could kill me. You know what I mean? Let's face it. That's just, you know, you don't need to fight someone. Because number one, if you lost the fight, say you lose the fight or you get injured or God forbid you get killed, you lose. Number two, say you win the fight. Say you win the fight, but one of your punches really hurts the guy.
Right.
You're going to feel like shit the rest of your life? You know what I mean? I once got in a fight when I was a kid. I once got in a fight. Well, I was in several fights, but I never started any fight. But this guy comes up to me at the bus stop before school. And he was picking on my brother. And I told the guy Don't pick on my brother. He's a lot younger than you. Pick on someone your own size. So the guy comes to me and says, well, you're my fucking size. I'll pick on you. And I go, I got one thing wrong with you, and that is I don't want you picking on my brother. Don't pick on my brother. And the guy goes, I'm going to pick on you. And then he, starts doing the
right
finger pointing, and now I'm going to kick your ass. And I'm like, dude, I'm not going to fight you. And then the guy starts punching at me. He starts punching me, and I go, if you try to punch me, I'm going to fight. That's what I want. Fucking let's go. So the guy fucking goes to swing at me. He swings at me. He hits me somewhere here. You know what I mean? He misses my face because I move. He hits me there, and then I have no choice but to punch him. So I punch him and sort of wobble him a little bit. So he wobbles, and I said, that's enough. So then the guy goes to punch me again. So he punched me, but this time he pitched me towards this. And I move this way, and the guy punches towards me. And when he punches, he misses my head, and he hits a telephone pole with his hand.
Oh!
And his hand hits a telephone pole, but it hits it like he hits the pole, and then it goes off on the side.
Right.
He hits a telephone pole, and his hand, like this is the telephone pole. He hits it like this.
Yeah, it grazes the edge of it.
And so his hand, he goes, ugh, and it's like that. So when he does that, I go, ugh, like that. I fucking shattered this guy's arm. It shattered. It broke at the elbow.
Fuck.
And so he goes to hit me, boom, and then his arm goes,
Right.
And I hit his arm right here. I was just, I just went like that.
Right.
And when I hit the arm, it shattered it. And that guy was in a lot of pain. He was crying, and he went to his knees at the bus stop, and he was like, oh, crying, and everyone was laughing at him. I'm like, man, don't laugh at him. Don't laugh at him. I said, you all right? And he's like, oh, my arm is just, my arm is broken. I can't,
My arm is just dangling here.
I'm looking at it. Meanwhile, there's fucking bones coming out his arm at the elbow. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I send this one kid to the neighbor's house. I said, call the police and say we need an ambulance down here. So this kid goes in the house. In fact, it's my little brother. He goes in the house and calls the police. And then he comes out, and we get on the bus, and we leave this kid. And even the bus driver, we just left. And this kid's laying in the ditch crying. Oh! The kid has to go and go to the hospital and all this shit. I felt bad about this. I felt bad about it the whole rest of my high school. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because this happened when I was like a sophomore in high school or something. I felt bad about it. And he had to go the rest of, his life. He's got that fucked up arm.
I mean,
I'm sure it's all okay, but you know what I mean? It takes a long time to fix that. So, I never felt bad about doing what I did, but I felt bad for that guy. And so, and still, even now, I'm in my 50s, and now I feel bad that that guy went through that.
Yeah.
Even though I don't take any, like I see you guys saying it was the guy's fault. I agree with you. It was his fault. But still, I felt bad that I was involved in him
right.
So much pain. I wouldn't want to, if I'm a billionaire, I don't want to go through life feeling like that. It's just not worth it. Yeah. Dan says, fast forward 2 years, Ray gets a classroom. No, it wasn't the same guy. No, it was a totally different guy. It's a totally different guy. And by the way, when I punched him in the face, it rocked him, but it hurt my fist as much as it hurt him. You know what I mean? punch to his face didn't cause any damage. It's when he went to hit me and he missed, and I went like that and hit his arm. That's what caused all the problems. You know what I mean? But I was just, that was self-defense. I was just trying to not get killed. You know? And even the police said that when he was telling the police, he told the police what he did, and the police said he did nothing wrong. Even his parents said, well, he did nothing wrong. What the hell were you, swinging at him for? You know? He wouldn't have broken my arm because I would have never done what he did.
All right.
What kind of, why? But I just, why would you want to go through life thinking about that? So if you're a billionaire, so I'm saying if I won the $9 million lottery tonight, forget any kind of fucking around with a fight or any of that stuff. You know what I mean? No, fuck that. I'm not doing that bullshit. I'm not doing it. The last thing in the world I'd want to do is put myself. Thank you, Corey. I think you're kind of right with that. Yeah. Why would I want to go through life where I have to, where I have to worry about me dying in a fight or me hurting someone and going to have that in the rest? No, fuck it.
Right.
Fighting's done. I'd still work out and I'd still eat good because I want to be healthy to live a longer life. But I just think, like, if someone goes, hey, you want to go mountain climbing? Fuck no. I'm not going mountain climbing. No. Hey, you want to get in this fast car and see if we can get up 200? No.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ray, you want to go ride a bicycle down 55? Fuck no.
Oh, no, no.
Hey, Ray, you want to get on a boat and water ski with no, are you fucking out of your mind? No.
Hey Ray, you want to go in a submarine and visit the Titanic wreckage?
I wouldn't want to go in a submarine and visit the wreckage at Springfield Lake. I have no fucking, no, I have no desire. I just forget it. If somebody goes, hey, for $200,000, you can fly in my spaceship to the moon. Fuck no. By the way, that's the next thing that's going to happen. You know that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody's going to go and they're all developing these ships to go into space.
Yeah.
People are going to pay to go on, you know, they're going to get people to go to the moon or something. Fuck that. No, I'm happy here on Earth with gravity and I have no desire to go to the moon. No desire. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not going to jump out of an airplane. Forget it. No, I'm just not going to. You know what I do? In all seriousness, if I win the lottery tonight, I would still do this show. But I think my wife could quit her job. I would want her to stay with me, but then she'd quit her job so she and my daughter can go gallivant around to, you know. That's what I think. But here's what I would do. I would give Steve a bunch of money and I would sit back and laugh as he just fucking blew. I would give Steve, like, I go, here, Steve, here's $50,000. You have to spend it. You've got to spend it all over the next so many months. And every day I'd say, so how'd you waste your money yesterday? And I would just listen to him as he would tell me how he wasted his money.
Kind of like that movie. Remember that movie Richard Pryor did?
Yes.
Back in Brewster's Million? Yeah.
I would... I would give Steve, I'd say, here's $50,000. Go out and spend it. But, and I would make, I would, you can't travel anywhere. You've got to leave your house and go somewhere, do something, come home and tell me about it the next day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That to me would be fun. That to me would be fun. And then like the next day I'd have him come on the air and tell me what he did with the money. Or else he'd say, I'm going to go get a car. I'd say, well, you have to bring it by my house so I can see it. And you can buy the car, but here's the deal. You're going to have to ride around with Bubba, and he's going to have to record you on his iPad. We're going to have to record everything you do in that car. Okay, I'll do it, Ray. And then it would just be something we'd play back, and I'd make fun of. That to me would be fun.
Yeah.
You know, but every morning you'd have to get on the air with me and talk about it.
Yeah.
That's to me, that sounds like a great time. That sounds like, you know, well, Ray, I'm almost out of money. All right. Well, here, I'll give you more. You just have to go do shit and then come on the air with me the next day and talk about it. I'm serious. I swear.
That would be cool.
I'll buy one of those. I'll buy a lottery ticket or whatever.
Actually, in our state, you can actually buy them online.
All right, I'll buy whatever. I'll buy some lottery tickets in hopes that I win, because I swear to God, that's what I would do. I would give Steve money and laugh as he wasted. What'd you buy yesterday, Steve? Oh, I went to Casey's and I bought 13 ICs. You did what? I bought 13 ICs. And I bought four dozen edibles. But the reason I bought them is because they're in this chocolate that I really like. You know, I would sit back and just enjoy that. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
That to me would be fun. Now that sounds like, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd have a new studio. I'd have someone build a professional studio for me. But I wouldn't go crazy. You know what I mean?
Oh no.
Like I might buy a new house, but I wouldn't move in until they'd get my studio in and all the different stuff that I need. You know?
I mean, I'd buy a new house, a new car for the wife, and I would actually get my dream car and keep it in the garage.
You'd never drive it?
Well, I'd drive it on occasion, but it wouldn't be a daily driver.
I don't know. I think I'd work out the same. I like my life. I don't want to change it. You know, but one of the things I'd like is I wish I could do it now. I wish I had enough money to give money to Steve to just go have him blow it.
I can blow some money. Because
I think that would be funny the next day, having you describe what you spent the money on.
I can blow some fucking money.
But the thing is, you can't use the money for traveling, because you've got to be live with me the next day.
Right.
To explain what you're doing.
Uh-huh. He could be live from anywhere, from his phone.
Yeah.
That's true.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, hell, I was broadcasting from down near St. Louis
a couple years ago.
I don't know.
I could go down and meet my old drug buddies in Dupo.
You know what he'd want to do? He'd want to go on tour with
Jelly Roll. Fuck yeah!
He'd want to go follow Jelly Roll on tour.
Fucking right.
I can't think of a bigger waste of money than that.
Jelly Roll and Bunny, baby. Mm-hmm.
Like, where you at, Steve? I'm in Louisville, living in a tent outside of Jelly Roll's hotel. What a waste of money that would be.
Well, I'm getting ready to go smoke a doobie with Jelly Roll.
What a complete waste of money that would be. But I'd love to broadcast it. You know? That to me would be hysterical. That's what I'd do. If I won the lottery, that's what I would do. But I certainly wouldn't go fight someone and risk killing myself.
Karen says you could buy Steve the customized free candy truck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'll tell you right now. We would buy, I would send Jason. I'd say, Jason, find this fucking truck. Except right underneath candy, I want a Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster logo. You know? But I want it so Steve can drive around town in that truck. Are you fucking kidding me? I would love that.
And then we get magnetic signs that we could put over it for the summer, and it can
be a nice
truck. That would be awesome. In fact, I would buy an adult ice cream truck and have Steve drive it around. And just have Steve drive around and just call it the adult ice cream truck. And he hands out candy to, or he hands out ice cream to adults. And it'd be free. It'd be free ice cream.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking awesome. That's what I do. Shit like that would, and I would still do a broadcast. Are you fucking
Dan
kidding
says
me?
You put a ramp in the back of it so Steve can just drive his scooter. Yeah.
He could drive his scooter. Yeah. I mean, that would be fantastic. That would be... Steve would accidentally lock him in the truck and he'd be stuck in the truck for 6 hours. Like he was in his truck. Rather than roll over to the other side and go out the door, he stayed stuck in his truck for 6 hours. God damn. Tell me that isn't worth whatever it would cost. To give a person that dumb $50,000, say, go do it what you do want with it. Do what you want with it. Just tell me about it the next day. Are you kidding? Could you imagine the dumb stuff he would spend money on? I cannot imagine. I cannot imagine. I could not imagine how ridiculous. Like, I would say, yeah, you could buy a car, but I've got to have approval. You can't buy the car unless you get my approval.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you could go out and buy a car, but it'd have to be something that I approve. You know, I'd let him buy that charged up Dodge. Isn't there some kind of Dodge Charger thing that looks ridiculous? Oh,
yeah, Hellcat.
I'd let him buy that, but I'd say only if you let someone put a number on it.
You can
buy that, but only if you let someone put a number on it to make you like you're driving around a NASCAR.
Okay, I'd do that.
Because that way, when people see you, they laugh. Oh.
Triple zeros.
Oh, damn! Who's that? Who's that guy that owns the whatever, the racing company or whatever?
Oh, Mark?
Yeah.
Mark Young?
Mark Young, Motorsports?
Yeah.
I'd get RL Motorsports. And then I'd have Steve drive the first car for it, but he'd drive it around as his vehicle. That, to me, would be awesome. Oh, my God.
Ray Lytle Motorsports.
Corey says, the first thing Steve would do is have Jelly Roll to a concert in Sherman.
Back and right, man.
Oh my god. How fucking funny. That's what I'd love, man. All right, what are you doing, Steve? Oh, I took $27,000 and I paid Jelly Roll. He's gonna come to a concert. That was
in Sherman Park.
I'd go, that's a good fucking spend. That's a good use for the money, Steve. No shit, and it's happening tonight. Oh my god. That would be awesome. See, now that to me would be fun as hell. just to report every single day of how Steve's using the money. God damn. If I'm sitting on so much money and it's only going to cost me, what's 50 grand over, if it's 50 grand a month for over a year, what's that?
What's 50 grand a month?
What's 50 times 12?
Oh, a lot.
What's 50 times 12?
50 times 12?
Yeah.
$600,000.
Calculate.
Oh no, 600.
Oh, is that all?
12 was 600. Yeah.
See, that's under $1 million.
Yeah, it's only $600,000. Are you kidding? Fuck yeah! Hell yeah, Steve. I'd do that. I'd give you $50,000 a month.
Fuck yeah! I could blow $50,000 in a week.
What? You'd have to blow $50,000 over a month, and there's going to be rules.
Right.
There will be rules. Are you kidding? That would be fucking great. Maybe have Steve.
I'd hire me some of them topless cleaning ladies.
That would come to your house.
Yeah.
Like I would buy ice cream and just have Steve eat ice cream all during the show. Like Steve, we're gonna watch you just gorge yourself with fucking ice cream. Are you kidding? That'd be great. Oh, see, that's I'm saying it'd be fun. I just love it. I love it. Would just love it. Yeah. There you go, Steve. We're gonna be $50,000 a month.
Yeah,
yeah. You get to buy hookers, but I get to pick them.
Oh well, no.
I go here. You go. Here is hooker number one.
Come on, man.
You can pick out any sexy hooker you want, but then I get to pick the other one.
Oh, I'd do it for $50,000, yeah. But.
I would, if I won the lottery, I would, oh my God, the money I would blow just to laugh at Steve would be fucking. Mark Corey says, we know Steve would totally pull a Marvin. He'd call a limo, a bunch of working girls, go to St. Louis and spend it all on weed and hookers. Absolutely he would. Yeah. Absolutely.
I might even ask if Marvin wants to ride along.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My crotch is, Ray, would you give Steve a hooker that looks like DFL? Oh, you're damn right I would. Absolutely. Yeah. And I'd have him broadcast the next morning from the hotel with that woman on.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, so this is show number one today. We have show number two coming up at 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
6 o'clock tonight, we will have our show number two.
My internet better be fucking fixed.
I hope so. That's coming up this evening. I got to go work out. So let's end this one, and we'll come back tonight at 6. If you are a Tier 3 subscriber, You want to join us tonight at 6. And
oh yeah.
And if you're not a Tier 3 subscriber, sign up. It's free right now. You get free 7 days. 7 days free as a Tier 3 subscriber. That way you could decide if you love it or hate it. And if you love it, go ahead and sign up to be and become a regular subscriber. And if you hate it, then don't. Cancel it. You know what I mean? Then just come in 6 days later and cancel it. Yep. You get it for free right now. You get it for free. 7 days free.
Yep. Right.
I got to go work out. We'll see you guys tonight.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock. All right. We'll come back here and join us.
Yep.
Thank you all. Very funny. You guys, the last 20 minutes of the show, very funny. Good ideas.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy some lottery tickets today. Are you fucking kidding me?
I might just have to binge and buy them online. I may just buy one myself.
I'm going to have to buy some just to hope to win because that's my plan. If I win the lottery, my plan is to give Steve money and make him and force him to spend it and then talk about the shit he's spending it on and critique him on how he's spending it.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Then critique me on how I spend it. God damn.
That's the greatest gift I could give to myself. Tell you, I wouldn't be dubbing these fucking tapes anymore. I'd hire someone else to do that shit. I'll tell you that. All right. We'll see you guys tonight.